Boys and girls all go to work there, see. Who's going to pay attention to this other side no more?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
They're going to forget that. They're going to forget this one quicker than that one. They will think more of money.
Yeah.
That's why we have most of our agriculture land is laying out just on account of that, thinking about the hurry money that's coming in by working out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you get right down to it, money isn't all. Mm-hmm. You get along well without it, I think. When you have it, it just causes trouble.
Yeah. So, I don't think too much about those things because it's going to disrupt the public life that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
No more ceremonies, no more dances. Yeah.
No, it's true. And you don't want that to happen.
There's no more
Indian. True.
Then no more state to advertise this. I'm telling the Buddha's got still dancing.
Yeah, well, that's... Huh, I wonder what he's doing. At least. Yeah. No, that sounds like a pretty bad deal unless... Of course, the whole factory was, or the whole operation was run by Indians, and they were just plain shut down on the days of the ceremonies and the fiestas and things, to shut the whole thing down. I don't know how that would work.
I don't either for what you run into, the money that you borrowed to fill anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they think, both sides too. The people that lend the money, they want the money as fast as they can get it back.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever they lend out, they think, especially on something like that, they expect the money to come in as fast too.
Yeah.
Or else they say, well, we'll have to take your land back. Because they can't tear that thing down.
It's true. They never get their money back.
So I think that the Congress got that idea in it too, see. Rather than tearing the building down and go to throw everything out, well, they cut that piece of ground off of the Indian, see, and then sell it to some corporation again. See?
Mm-hmm.
See, that's not good then. Especially if it's in the middle of the tribal land.
See? Yeah, and then you'd have to get access and all kinds of problems.
Oh, that's trouble. Be a lot of more trouble then.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I hear you guys had a motorcycle race out there the other day.
Yeah, the last week I didn't like it.
What was that all about?
Well, the guy I talked to, I think I saw that boy was running it up at the university.
Hmm.
He didn't want to look at me because I got into an argument up there. Yeah.
What, in our department?
Yeah. No, he just came by the...
On a motorcycle?
No, up at the university.
Yeah.
When we were at Dr. Ellis' office.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came by. I think that was him. Some little guy like him, like that. Remember?
Does he have a little beard?
Not quite a beard, but a mustache.
Ah.
Kind of a blonde fella. Blonde haired fella.
Well, what did they do?
They went to the governor, see, and they told him if he would let him have a race up there or through those sand dunes. When I heard about it, I went up there. There was a whole crowd of them.
Oh, was there just supposed to be a couple of them?
Well, the, according to my government, he had understood it. He thought that there might be only 10 persons here, 10 motorcycles.
Yeah.
So, well, I told him, that's up to you. I said, I don't know what you want to. How you understood it, because this guy, he's not giving up anyway. So, of course, you had already let him to come in and do that race.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always hard to keep a group together. I says, they're running the range up there and people might not like it. I says, I might get backfires one of these days. I says,
mm-hmm.
So I try to stop it. If I can't stop it, I wanted those guys that are responsible for carrying that thing on to keep them more together. I says,
mm-hmm.
But they can't do it, you know. But here, both of those both the guys that were running it, they were both of them in the race too.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to tell another fellow there to tell them to keep them more right in the group, see. Not to take the whole country to themselves and tearing up the grasses.
Mm-hmm.
Because low cars, you know, that were there, race cars, I looked like, they were going up near the south side, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I says, you can't hold guys like that down. I says, and they were getting money. He had a milk can. I don't know how much money was in it. That was supposed to be to go to the pueblo. He said, I don't know, because I intervened that they turned it over or not, because he hadn't said anything to me. The governor didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he mistook for that, you know, that they owned a few. But they were over 60-something.
Motorcycles?
Yeah, a whole bunch of them.
Yeehaw.
And he said that they were coming from all over the state, even as far as Colorado. Yeah, that morning they were pouring in, yeah.
Jeez.
Dave and his wife were up there too.
Dave Bourget.
Yeah. I don't think they joined in there, I don't know. He said they weren't too good as that to join in.
Yeah.
But they thought they would have the fun of just
what?
Running on those sand dunes there.
Yeah. Oh, well. We better get back to some history. Oh dear. We've talked just about everything, haven't we?
Yeah, unless something comes up in the way of bills or something like that.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Well, I think we should try and talk about some of the things, the way of life, and the history of the Pueblo, when you were a little boy, or even what your father told you about. You know, just things that you think that the people should remember or know. But I haven't any idea where to start. Do you?
I haven't given it too much thought yet, but I know you did tell me, but I thought that maybe, since you was going away, and then I thought I'd have all the time to
mm-hmm.
get all that up to when,
yeah,
by the time you come back.
Yeah, you can and, back to summer.
But I thought that we would go into these other things more that I'm more likely right at hand with me, see,
mm-hmm.
and that are important too. So that's why I was trying to piece them together, see.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, I'll have to more or less work to get it ready by the time we come back again.
Yeah, that'll be next September. Yeah. We can get right on that.
Yeah.
Now, this guy hasn't come back yet, so I haven't been able to talk to him about this public law 280 that you wanted me to find out about. Do you know anything at all about that?
No, not... it's still a little confusing yet.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing definite coming out yet.
Well, what is it? What exactly is it all about, so I'll know what kind of questions to ask him?
You mean this urban bill?
No, this public law.
Public law 280?
Yeah.
As far as that, the only way we know is that this public law 280 bill is to give the state the right to take over the law and order part on the Indian reservations.
Mm-hmm.
Where a group of Indians, say, like pueblos here in New Mexico, where a pueblo is ready to say, all right, Mr. Cargo, if you are still there, you take over now. See?
Mm-hmm.
Until we're ready, then that 280 gives that only right that way, see.
Mm-hmm.
Or if the state finds that we're not trying to enforce the laws that would better the people here, see.
Mm-hmm.
Then in that way, the state can say too. They'll tell us that they're going to take it over now because you guys ain't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
To better the pueblo in the way of law and order, see.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the 280, I think, means as far as the way we understood, see.
This is a separate bill. This isn't
this
part
is,
of the earlier
one. No, this is the first bill that Eisenhower signed into law, see.
Ah, well, have they done anything at all on it?
No.
They haven't?
No, since that the pueblo's got the right to say so yet. So that's the reason I don't think nothing has been done.
Uh-huh.
And I think once or twice the state was, or the governor was asked what he thought about it and when he thought that the law would give him the right to take the Indians his responsibility. But as what it was, Cargo or somebody else before, I think it's somebody else before the other governors before, and they seem to say, no, not yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're not ready. We haven't got the funds to take that responsibility yet.
Mm-hmm.
See, so we're still in the clear. As far as that 280 goes here in New Mexico, it's not forcible, seems like, see.
Yeah, that's been, what, 16 years?
Yeah.
So I doubt that they ever do anything at all about it, don't you?
That's right. Yeah. That's the way I feel, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we ourselves say, let's go ahead then, see.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anyone wants to say anything anyway.
No.
Yeah. As long as we're carrying on our own law enforcement here, see.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting ready for trying to have it in writing, just what the Irwin Bill wants.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Anderson's statement at our last meeting, he says to carry on, never mind.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to put up a bill to amend the certain things that we object to, see.
Yeah.
So
well, that would
we're
be
hoping
all right.
That it'll come about like that, you know. There is a bill, I think, either one of our congressmen from here or senators was drawn up, but it's not clear yet as to how it was drawn up yet. Anyway, I think they intend to give us at least a look into that, see, and see how we feel about it, see.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought about that bill, see.